Welcome to On Tap Daily for May 26th, 2026. I'm your host, John, and as always, we've got the latest from across the e-commerce world, what's changing, what it means, and what you should actually do about it. Let's get into it. So today I want to focus on a theme that's been building for weeks but really crystallised over the past couple of days, the arrival of agentic commerce as a measurable material revenue channel and the strategic paradox it creates for every merchant in the space. Let's start with the hard data. Looking back at Shopify's Q1 2026 earnings, which have been reverberating through the industry, the standout number is this. AI referred orders grew nearly 13 times year over year. Not 13%, 13 times. And the quality of that traffic is remarkable too. AI referred shoppers converted at nearly 50% higher rates than organic search visitors and generated 14% higher average order values. Shopify's total GMV crossed $101 billion for the second consecutive quarter. This is not theoretical anymore. AI agents are sending real customers who spend real money. Building on this, Shopify has now made agentic storefronts a first-class channel in the admin dashboard right alongside your online store and POS. They ship 4 official Model Context Protocol servers so that AI assistants like Claude and ChatGPT can interact directly with merchant catalogs. If you're on Shopify, this is a channel you need to be paying attention to right now, and the starting point is your product data. AI agents recommend products based on structured attributes, not beautiful photography or clever marketing copy. If your data is sparse, you're invisible. And Shopify isn't alone in this race. Etsy launched a native app inside ChatGPT earlier this month, enabling full conversational product search. Walmart and Amazon continue investing in their own AI assistants. The entire industry is converging on the same conclusion. If consumers are starting shopping journeys inside AI platforms, brands need to be present there. But here's where I want to get into the paradox, because Retail Dive published a really thoughtful analysis on this exact tension. They called it retail's risky AI commerce bet. The core argument is that as retailers race to make their products available on external AI platforms, they risk losing something invaluable, direct access to their customers and the first-party data that drives their marketing and merchandising decisions. Wharton professor Kartik Hosanagar compared the potential disruption to the early internet era. And I think he's right, but with an important caveat. We've seen this pattern before. We saw it with Amazon Marketplace, with Facebook Commerce, with Google Shopping. Early adopters gained disproportionate advantages, then the platform grew and captured more value, and merchants who failed to build direct customer relationships got squeezed. The lesson for merchants today is what I call present everywhere, dependent nowhere. Invest in AI visibility through great product data and structured markup, but aggressively convert every AI-referred visitor into a direct relationship through email, SMS, loyalty programs, and community. Now, connecting to this, Practical E-commerce published a useful piece on May the 25th explaining how Gen AI platforms actually produce their answers. Understanding this pipeline, how AI systems draw from indexed content, structured data, reviews, and entity databases, is essential for any merchant trying to optimize their AI visibility. If you don't understand how the machine makes its recommendations, you can't influence them effectively. And here's another piece of the puzzle that matters right now. Google's May 2026 core update began rolling out on May 21st. This is the second core update of the year, and Google says it's designed to better surface relevant, satisfying content from all types of sites. The rollout could take up to 2 weeks, so we're still in the middle of it. For e-commerce operators, this matters because Google's AI overviews pull from the same content index that core updates affect. If the update shifts how Google evaluates your content quality, it will ripple through to how you appear in AI-generated shopping recommendations too. On the retail deals front, the eBay and GameStop saga continues to be fascinating. eBay's board rejected GameStop's unsolicited $56 billion takeover bid, calling it, and I quote, neither credible nor attractive. GameStop, which is dramatically smaller than eBay, apparently couldn't demonstrate viable financing for the deal. eBay's chairman described the company as a strong, resilient business well positioned under current management. For the e-commerce industry, it's a reminder that even in this period of rapid AI disruption, the fundamentals of marketplace business models remain incredibly valuable. And finally, in the Magento and Adobe Commerce ecosystem, there's a practical item merchants should be aware of. Mage OS released version 2.3.0 on May 13th, a security-focused release that absorbs Adobe's latest Magento open-source security patches, including the APSB26Q49 bulletin. If you're running Magento, make sure your team has reviewed and applied these patches. Security isn't glamorous, but it's foundational. So, pulling this all together, the key theme for today is clear. AI commerce is no longer coming. It's here. It's growing at exponential rates, and it rewards merchants who treat product data as their most strategic asset. But the playbook from past platform shifts still applies. Embrace the new channel, invest in being discoverable, but never let a third-party platform become your only path to customers. The merchants who win will be the ones who are machine-readable enough to be found by AI, but human enough and independent enough to own the relationship once the customer arrives. That's your On Tap Daily for May 26, 2026. If any of this sparked a question or you want to learn more about e-commerce, you can find us at ontapgroup.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, keep building.